Hi everyone, welcome back to Jaden's Voice. I am Jaden, your guys' podcast host, and today I have two special guests with me, if they want to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
And today we're going to be going into singleness in this time frame with us being college students and how we've been guiding through that as Christian women. First, I'm going to have them talk a little bit about themselves and their testimonies. So, Maddie, go first.
Yeah, so I was raised in a Christian household, and, you know, my mom was one of those moms who played the Joy FM every morning on our way to school, Christian school up until, like, 7th grade, and those are experiences I'll always be grateful for. I got baptized at a young age, and, like, I understood, like, the choice I was making. I don't think I fully understood the change in my life that had to happen at that age, like, what I had to do to change. And, like, that relationship I had to have with him. But recently, freshman year of college, I figured that out, and I started making that relationship with him. And I got baptized again at an Elevation Rhythm concert in the back of a truck. And I kept surrounding myself. Like, God brought me with people who, like, pushed me to be better and push that relationship with him, and I'm so grateful to have all those people, and some of them are people I've grown up with and I've known since I was 4 years old. Some of them I met in high school, and then, you know, the ones I met here. So yeah.
And what's your major?
I'm a sports comm major.
And do you like it?
I do.
All right, what do you want to do with that in the future?
Honestly, that's a good question. I'm still kind of figuring out, like, the exact, like, avenue I want to go. But honestly, it's probably going to be hopefully a job where I could just sit there and talk about sports all day. Like, I love doing that.
Okay. And Kylie?
Yeah. So from, a young age, I've always been involved in church. I've always been to church every Sunday with my families. We always, like, went, but I understood the importance of going to church and praying. And I was always surrounded by that growing up. But I will say, like, I feel like I knew about God, but I didn't know God personally. And as I've grown and surrounded myself with people that have helped to push me and encourage me in my relationship with God, I have realized the importance of having that personal relationship rather than knowing about him but not knowing him. And I think through this year especially, I think surrounding myself with people and going to SU every Monday or going and, like, having other Bible studies and really getting into the Word and getting everything like that, I think that now it's more of that personal journey, and I think that that's helped me grow as an individual.
And you're a freshman?
Yes.
And what's your major?
Musical theater.
And do you like it?
I do.
So are you wanting to do, like, acting in plays, like, when you graduate?
Yeah, so kind of a mixture. I'd love to perform for a bit, but I also want to minor in business, and I want to open a community theater where I can teach, like, the younger generations about the arts and have that be, like, an outlet for them.
Okay, that's cool. And I think it's cool with your guys' testimonies that you guys said you got closer with God this year, where, like, usually, like, college is where you're, like, testing everything because it's your freedom happening, and I feel like most freshmen in college kind of go away from God, and I think it's cool that you guys are actually going closer. And now we're going to talk about relationships. On a serious note, we actually are talking about relationships today. But, so we're going to get a little in, and Maddie is going to talk a little bit about how she went through a relationship in high school. So, let's talk a little bit about that.
So, what all do you want to know? Like, where should I start?
Did you pick him based on his morals, or did you pick him because you liked him, just how he was? Did you know him in high school, or did you know him out of high school?
So, yeah, we went to the same high school. We were in the same class. I had no idea, really, who he was until, like, junior year, when one of my friends on the football team was like, Maddie, like, you guys would be great together. He really likes you. And I was like, okay, like, you know what, like, I'll go, like, see who this guy is. And honestly, like, I thought he was super funny and nice, and he seemed like he had good morals. So, yeah, that's where that started.
So you went into it thinking, like, oh, man of God, God sent him for me.
So actually, when we first started talking, like, I didn't really know if he was or not. That was a conversation we had later on. And he told me that, like, he was, and he did believe, and he did, like, he went to church with his family all the time and drove them there, and yeah.
And how long did y'all's relationship last?
It was like an off and on kind of thing. We started, like, we were together in, like, the end of, like, June, yeah, about, like, the end of junior year, kind of, and then, like, the beginning of, like, we weren't a thing, and then the beginning of senior year, we started talking again.
And why did you guys end?
It was, a complicated situation, I guess. Like, we just weren't agreeing on a lot of things, and if I'm going to be completely honest, I got scared that it was going to be, like, certain relationships I've seen where, like, yeah, they're together and they like each other, but they're arguing all the time in front of everybody, and that just wasn't something I wanted. Now, was it actually going to be like that? I don't know. That was just, like, the fear of what I've seen and what I've grown up with getting to me, and I ultimately made the decision after that.
And now, if this relationship came back now, would this be something that you would be interested in pursuing or no?
If I'm going to be honest, probably not. Just because I guess, like, after things ended, like, the whole situation and how everybody else seemed to get involved and things that were said, like, I think that probably just, I'm just cool off that now. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, he's a nice guy, and, you know, like, we still talk, like, here and there. Not really, but, like, we're not, like, we hate each other, but, like, we just don't talk anymore, and that's probably the best.
No, yeah. And with that, how have you looked at relationships now, like, with being single in college and what you're looking for?
Yeah, so now I'm more looking for, you know, I guess the one God has for me. Like, you know, I feel like there's somebody, like, out there that, like, I'm going to see and, like, I'm going to know. Like, that's, there's going to be signs. And, you know, the random guy on Snap is not going to be the one that God has for me. So I'm looking for the guy who's acts different and, like, his morals, you know, he's not, like, rude to everybody, and somebody who's very, like, focused and, like, driven to have a relationship, and yeah.
Nice. So from that, what advice do you give people now in college that are trying to focus on not what they had in the past, but they're looking forward and wanting a God-driven relationship, and what would be the advice that you're giving
them? That's honestly a good question, because I didn't figure that out until I got here. I was so focused on, like, how I felt like a bad person for how everything ended, because I was like, well, that's not his fault. Like, I'm the one that got scared, whatever. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I realized, like, I had those feelings for, like, a reason, and, you know, like, I prayed about, like, ending it, and I prayed about all of that, and I was like, Lord, like, what should I do here? Like, I'm giving this to you, and I couldn't shake that feeling, and I knew there was a reason. So I guess advice I would give is definitely pray about it and talk to your friends who have that relationship with God. Like, one of the people I went to literally all the time was my youth leader, Mercy, and she gave me some of the best advice, and she would give me these verses, and I was just like, okay, like, she seen me crying at youth group because I was like, I feel like a horrible person, I don't know what to do. And yeah, so find those people that understand, like, why you're so concerned about it, and then pray about it. Like, one of the things I do is, like, I'll write, like, a prayer in my journal, and I'll, like, write it out, because it's, like, a letter, and then, like, I'm also getting it out, if I can't exactly, like, talk and I feel weird talking out loud, like, I'll write it down. And it feels, like, good, like, getting it out. And then I can go back and read and be like, okay, like, it was a good thing, like, this happened.
Yeah. And one thing I'm getting from your story is gut instincts are real. And to listen to them and pray about it. Because you're getting it for a reason. So if you're feeling uncomfortable or nervous, there's definitely a reason for it. And if you're questioning it, then that's God trying to tell you something. Okay, now, Kylie, can you give me a little bit of information about your relationship?
Yeah, so starting off, I mean, before we were even dating, we met in middle school, like sixth grade, had classes together all through middle school, and then we didn't have classes together freshman year of high school, and then we had a class together sophomore year, and we started dating the beginning of sophomore year of high school. And then the relationship was around 2.5 years. And it ended earlier this year. So, decently long relationship, so obviously, like, the ending of it was hard. But I think, obviously, there's growth that comes out of it. So, that's kind of where I am at now. Like, the growth portion of it.
Which he is a Christian.
Yes.
And is that one of the reasons that drew you to him?
So, yes. That was part of it. So, but he actually, like, his testimony is, like, he's, like, gotten closer with God now, and he started, like, that early in high school as well. Like, that was part of, like, his growth. So, one of, like, the first dates that we went on was to church. When we first, like, started talking, he asked me if I go to church, if I believe in God, all of that. So I think that obviously it was definitely a factor that was important to me when trying to find somebody, even in high school. So I think that was definitely a factor of why I was like, yes, this is good for me.
So what advice would you give to people? Because I'm feeling, since you guys did break up, I look at it in the sense of, like, saying how just because they are a Christian and a man of God doesn't mean they are the one for you.
Yes. So I think it's all, and I've really, this has been something I think about, it's all in God's timing. And I think that's something that's really hard in today's age as well, because that's a big thing in college, that everyone's, like, in a relationship or they're talking to people. And that's something that's difficult because of certain, like, what we want in a relationship is different from what other people might want, which is okay. But for us, it's more difficult because we want the person that is from God, not just someone. So I think that trusting in God's timing is important because you never know what he has in store for you and what his plan for you is. So I think that being patient and trusting in him is the biggest advice I can give to somebody in this situation and in this day and age and this generation of dating. And I think that that's something that's really been heavy on my heart, and that's something that I've been thinking about a lot recently, is trusting in God's timing, because that's what's important.
Yes. Which, patience is hard. Not gonna lie. I have no patience. Which reminds me of the story of Ruth, where she just went straight for God and only was looking in his direction, and then she ended up getting her husband, and God sent her who she needed and who was perfect for her from him. So I think that's, like, a great tie-in from the Bible with us having the singleness in the day and age. And do either of you guys have anything to tie the Bible with your stories?
I would say, going back to the timing thing, I think that the verse from Isaiah 60:22 says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And I think that that is really showing of, like, trust in his timing, because if you don't trust in his plan, then it's not going to work in the way that you want it to, because everything that is from God is going to work out in the plan that he has for you. So I think that that verse really ties into that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Maddie, what about you?
Pretty much my verse is 1 Corinthians 7:32-34. And it talks about, like, how people can devote themselves fully without distractions. And I think that if one of the things we're looking for as Christian women is a man devoted to God, then, like, we want a man of God, we need to be a woman of God, because a man of God is going to want a woman of God. We have to be equally yoked. So, like, in this, like, in your, like, single, you're in your time of singleness and your season, like, you have that opportunity to, like, deepen your relationship and devote yourself to him and really dig in deep.
Oh, I agree. And I just feel like out of a person that has never had a boyfriend, and I've had the talking stages and everything, but never went further, it's good hearing other stories. Like, gives me, like, the confidence. I don't know how to word it correctly, but the reassurance.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm not alone, and I hope other people that are listening understand that they're not alone either when it comes to these things, because God does have a plan overall, and it's our job to just be running towards him, and he is going to send our person for us. And even if they are Christian, that does not mean he's from God. And if we have an instinct in our bodies or, like, a knot in our stomach, then that's clearly telling us that that isn't the case, because I've had that many times where I'm like, oh, they're Christian, that means God's setting them for me. And then my stomach's like, well, I don't think you should really be reaching out. If he wants you, he will. And I'm like, no, God's going to have it such slapped in my face that it's going to be like, no, this is from God.
Yeah.
Which, is there anything else you guys would like to add?
Well, like you said, like, definitely trust that, like, gut feeling. And it also, like, your gut feeling may not be like, oh, like, telling you that they're a bad person. Like, they can be a nice person, like how my ex was. Like, he was a nice person and a good person, but just not the one for me in that time of my life. And I think it's important to remember, like, your gut feeling is not saying that they're a bad person, because that's also, you know, one of God's children, and they were made in God's image too. So just keep that in mind, and don't grow that, like, place of, like, hate in your heart that you think you need to move on, because that's not what's going to help you move on.
Oh, yeah. And you?
I think, whoa, hello. I think that another thing that's really important is learn from your mistakes. Learn from what went wrong and take it and learn from that. And I think with my relationship, like, I learned importance of communication. Like,
yeah,
the communication and being honest and open with somebody is so important, but not only just in general, yeah, but open within, like, your relationship and what you're struggling with. That is so important, mm-hmm, to, like, be open about. And I think that communication has been so big and something that I've taken and grown with. And I think that when we were in, when we went to SEU, I think it was last week, this is a takeaway that I, like, thought was really important, and it said, am I willing to trust his design? So I think it's like,
yeah,
there is a design, and, like, we want a relationship that will reflect his design and what he has for us and what is going to help us to grow in our relationship with him.
Yeah.
Not only just a relationship with somebody else, but with God himself, because that's what a relationship should be. And I know that I was not perfect in my relationship. I know that there was definitely, like, I wish that I was in my journey with God at that point. But it's also in God's timing, and whatever my journey was with him is what's helping me grow now as a person. And I think in this generation it's difficult because there's so many, we want a relationship that reflects God's design, but it's so hard when this generation is so normalized to unsteady and unhealthy relationships that don't do that.
Yeah.
So I think that one thing that I've taken away for sure is learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
And take that and grow for who God has for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the same God that is growing me as a person is also shaping the person who he has for me.
Yeah. Exactly. 100%.
All right. I think that's it from us, unless anyone has any other notes to say.
Well, like, kind of tying in with, like, learning from your mistakes, like, I feel like in our society, like, texting your ex is very normalized, and, like, going back is very normalized, and Honestly, if you have to go back to learn your lesson, like, I guess, like, you do you. And, but part of me doesn't think that that's part of God's design.
I mean, it's like what Pastor Jonathan said.
Exactly.
You made me think of it right away. Yeah.
Pastor Jonathan spit some bars, guys. Like,
go watch his sermons. They're definitely amazing. But he pretty much was like, you are missing the point of being in a relationship, not the person.
Exactly. Because like, you're romanticizing everything that was good. Wait, I wrote that down from him. But you're romanticizing everything that's, like, good without, like, realizing, like, everything else that you went through in that. And it's, like, how, like, we do it with sin. Like, he compared it to that. And he's like, we romanticize, like, the feeling that we have during it, but not the consequences after.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we realize, like, while it was a nice feeling, like, in the moment, that's, you guys aren't a thing anymore for a reason, whether it's to grow, and going back a couple months later isn't the best idea, because in reality, like, it's going to take longer than that to really grow as a person.
And being called out's great in sermons.
So true. He's calling us out every week.
Every week. And I think that is it. Which I hope everyone enjoyed this different type of podcast today. And please stay tuned for next week when we'll decide what's going to be next week's topic. Have a great day.